Blog Talk Radio.
Why you say that, Bishop? You say, I search the heart.
He knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You ready? All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to, amen, turn it over to Sister Diane. Praise God, a prayer warrior, one that will pray, don't mind praying. Man, and as usual, we tell you to call him when to get your name on the prayer list, because there's so much going on, so much challenging times is going on, amen. On the outside, in the inside, in families, out of the family. Praise God, he's, wherever you go now, it's trouble. There's trouble everywhere. You look to the right, there's trouble. You look to the right, there's trouble. And God knows, don't look behind you, because the devil may be gaining on you. But thank God we got a promise. Oh, the Lord say amen. Forget about those things that are behind and press towards that prize, that mark, a high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. All right. Amen. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, O God. Thanking you, O God, for this day, Lord Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as we continue to learn, Lord Father, not to take anything or no one for granted, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, how you wake us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father, the use of our limbs, Lord Father God, being able to do, Lord Father God, for others other than ourselves, Lord Father. And we thank you, O God. For, Father, many didn't have that opportunity, Lord Father. Many on machines right now helping them breathe, Lord Father. Many don't even have limbs, Lord Father. So we thank you, Lord Father. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask you for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for this opportunity one more time, Lord, Father, that we can lift your name on high, Lord, Father. We can touch and agree with those that need prayer, Lord, Father. And, Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, Father, you know each and every person, Lord, Father, that is asking for prayer, Lord, Father. Some ask for prayer for themselves, Lord, Father, or ask for prayer for their loved ones, Lord. And, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, knowing that nothing is too hard, Lord, Father. And, Father God, you are on time, God, and we say thank you. We glorify, we magnify you, Lord Father. So, Heavenly Father, touch today, Lord Father God. Move on this broadcast today, Lord Father. Touch hearts and touch minds right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we continue, Lord Father God, to pray for all those that was in the path of the hurricane, Lord Father. Father, those that have lost their homes, Father, and that are homeless right now, Lord Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your people unifying right now, Lord Father. Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for hearing and answering prayers right now, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Denisha, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father. You know her situation, Lord Father. And we thank you for being, Lord Father, a just God, Lord Father. We thank you for moving in her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Logan right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch his little body, Lord Father, and we'll continue to thank you right now, Lord Father, for his bone transplant right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, continue to strengthen and touch his mother right now, Lord Father. Give her the strength that she needs in you in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Sister Elizabeth, Lord Father. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord Father. Father, she has been so faithful to you, Lord Father. She wore an intercede for others, Lord Father. And Father, she's asking for prayer, Lord Father. So continue, Lord Father, to send forth your healing virtue through and through her body right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing right now in Jesus' name, Lord Father. Touch her son, Lord Father. Father, you have brought him a mighty long way, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for hearing and honoring prayers. We thank you for all the surgeries that you have brought him through, the strength that you have given him, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue to touch him and his family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. She asks for prayer for her brother Tony, Lord Father. Touch him right now, Lord Father God. You know his situation, oh God. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for doing it for him, Lord Father. Touch her cousin also, Lord Father. Father, we don't know if she did surgery as yet, Lord Father. But Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for being there with her. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you as we continue to touch and agree with her, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. For Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. And Father, we will continue to decree and declare it, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, we cover them under the blood, Lord Father. Father, we continue, Lord Father God, to hold before you Ruthie right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how you continue to touch her body right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to heal her stomach area right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. For healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. And we say thank you. We glorifying and just magnifying you right now, Lord Father, for your hearing and answering prayers right now as we pray and touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus. So many people, Lord Father God, need healing, Lord Father, healing of their spirit man, Lord Father, healing of their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father, we're touching and agreeing with them, Lord Father, and touching and agreeing right now and praying for their salvation right now, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, oh God. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, O God. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Pastor Williams right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to touch her body and give her the strength that she needs in you, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for that kidney right now, Lord Father. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. And no, you don't do nothing before your time, oh God. And we say thank you. We glorify you, Lord Father. We lift in your name on high, oh Lord, knowing that there is no other God but you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are our creator, Lord Father. We thank you. You created us, Lord Father. You know all about us, Lord Father. Our sicknesses, Lord Father. Our pains, Lord Father. We thanking you right now for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord Father. We continue to pray for Yvonne Talbert, Lord Father, that have uterus cancer. We come against cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Dry it up from the root cause, oh God. And Father, we thanking you right now for strength. Touch those right now, oh God, that has to go through dialysis, that has to go through chemo, chemo right now, Lord Father. We know that it takes a lot out of them, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue continually, Lord Father, touching, Lord Father, giving them the strength as they continue to call upon your name, O Lord. Oh, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Paul Gay and his wife right now, Lord Father. Father, they both, Lord Father God, are recovering from COVID, Lord Father, as he is also recovering from back surgery, Lord Father. Touch them and strengthen them right now, Lord Father, as we continue to speak healing to their body in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lillian right now, Lord Father. Father, touch her body as well, Lord Father. Touch Elise right now, Lord Father God. Touch her mind right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you our apostle, Lord Father, before you, Lord Father. Touch her in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, knowing that no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord Father. Father, you didn't say it wasn't going to form, Lord Father, but you did say it will not prosper, Lord Father. As we continue, Lord Father, to keep that hedge of protection round about her, Lord Father. Oh, Father, touch my bishop. Touch my pastor right now, Lord Father. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen them, Lord Father. Touch the fivefold ministry right now, Lord Father. Father God, fortify their stronghold, Lord Father, in you, Lord Father. Let their people pray, war, and intercede on their behalf, Lord Father. Father, as they continue to stand flat-footed upon your word, Lord Father, not watering it down, not adding or taking away from it, O God. Father, strengthen them as we cover them under the blood, Lord Father, as they continue to bring forth your word, preparing and teaching the people, Lord Father, what is to come, Lord Father. Give them the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive that word, Lord Father. Father, for you will not leave your people ignorant, Lord Father God. Father, you have been sending out warning, Lord Father. You gave your man and woman of God the warning, Lord Father, to give to your people, Lord Father. Father, give them the ears to hear, Lord Father. Let them not be stiff-necked right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Oh, Father, touch, Lord Father God, the speaker of the hour, Lord Father. Minister Hedrington, right now, Lord Father, we cover her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Shield and protect her, Lord Father, as she bring forth this word, Lord Father. The enemy fight real hard, Lord Father, but we thank you right now, Lord Father, for her press in you, Lord Father. Not giving up, Lord Father, but doing what thus say the Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, to strengthen her, Lord Father, as she let go and let you have your perfect way, Lord Father, as she bring forth the word. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast or anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way on this broadcast today. Holy Spirit, we thank you for healing and deliverance in the midst. Holy Spirit, show up and show out right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God again for Sister Diane, and we thank God, amen, for the prayer, because truly our God is a praying God. Man, Jesus said that man shall always pray and not faint. And that faint means don't quit. Don't stop. Praise God. Don't give up. Man, how many know a quitter never win? Man, a winner will never quit. And guess what? We win. Why? Because our Lord and Savior, he paid the ultimate prize, the victory, when he went to the cross, suffered, bled, and died for our sins, went down into a low world, come up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand, looked back at the grave and said, O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? Now he's descended and sitting on the right-hand side of God the Father Almighty, yet making intercession for us. So we serve a God that is God of the living and not the dead. Ain't you glad about that? Praise the Lord. He's everywhere all at the same time. Praise God. And he is a prayer-answering God. He declared according to his word in Isaiah 65:24, while we yet calling, he said he will answer. He said while we yet speaking, he will hear. Oh, according to his will. Praise God. And I thank God for Sister Diane. Praise God. Amen. She's writing. Praise God. Now, even as I speak, praise God. Man, you ought to see this prayer book. It's very, very thick. And she's laying her hands on it. Amen. We'll, man, up praying ministry. Man, we believe in prayer. Man, how you going to make it if you don't pray? Come on now. I tell you what, I got one for you. If Jesus had to pray, what about you? And what about me? Come on now. Tell me Jesus prayed so hard to sweat. Came down like drops of blood. Now that's praying. Anybody pray that hard? You might have been sweating because it was too hot in the place or wherever you were. But I'm talking about from the depths of your soul. Come on here. Oh, thank God for who wouldn't serve a God like that? Man, he loves us so much. Oh, praise God. I often tell City of Victory, if you yet would have been the only person in this universe, he yet would have unrolled himself, came down into a low world and died for your sin. That's the love he have for mankind. Oh, praise the Lord. He say, what is man that he's so mindful of him? Ain't you glad, praise God, that we serve a God that love you, omnipotent? Oh, praise God. He love you unconditionally. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. We have a speaker today. Amen. Like I said, amen, earlier. Amen. I tell you, I enjoyed her. Praise the Lord. And I know she is ready for today. And amen, we want to give to her. But let me give you a little word. Amen, for the day. And then we're going to have our Sister Diane to introduce, amen, our speaker. Praise the Lord. All right, here's a little word for you for today. Trust God as if your salvation depend entirely on faith. Serve God as if your salvation depend entirely on work. I like that. I'm going to read it again for you. Trust God as if your salvation depend entirely on faith. Serve God as if your salvation depend entirely on work. Praise the Lord. Trust God. Now, where is your trust? Where is your trust today? You trusting in your job? You trusting in man? You trusting in whatsoever? You trusting in your money? When your money run out, what you going to do then? Some trust in chariots and horses, but I trust in the Lord. Amen. One who would never fail us, never let us down. He said, I'll be with you to the end of the age. That means the end of the world. He said, I'll be there. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. He said, when you're in the water, you will not be overflowing. Say, when you're in the fire, you will not be burnt. Now, who would serve a God like that? If he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, praise the Lord. Amen. He'll be with you and I. Praise God. He was with Daniel in the lion den. Praise God. Who can shut the mouths of the lion? Nobody but a God that is omnipotent and omnipresent. Praise the Lord. Man, he was with Moses when they got to the Red Sea. Oh, man, he parted for them. They went across on dry land. Oh, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Go, go, praise God. Let me touch my mouth. Amen. At this time, I'm going to give it to Sister Diane to bring out speaker.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, if you miss yesterday's broadcast, you are to go on our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and listen to that broadcast. And she is back here with us again just to allow God to just move and use her. I tell you, I enjoyed the word yesterday, looking forward for the word today. And Minister Dolores Hedrington, yeah, she brought that word. She laid it just like God gave it to her. And one thing I can say about her, she didn't mind bringing that word. And I know that I can pick up that phone anytime and hear something from her. And she don't mind praying either. She will pray in a minute. I tell you, she allows God to use her. So today, get the mind to receive the word. Get that ear to hear the word. Get that heart right now. Prepare as the word come forth today. Let it marinate in that spirit man today. So I will not take up any more of her time. Let her let go and let God, as Minister Dolores, come forth with that word. Minister Dolores Hedrington.
Praise the Lord. Today is a new day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Blessed morning to all. First, I want to greet everyone in the name of Jesus, in his mighty and powerful name. May God's blessings and favor be upon all of you, always and forever. May the Lord continue to use Bishop and Apostle Porter in a mighty way. And may God bless this ministry and bring great increase as they endeavor to spread the word of the Lord to many all over the world. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to share what the Holy Spirit has given me for his people. Let's go to the throne of prayer. Father God, I ask you to saturate these airwaves with your presence and with your power and with the fire of God. Breathe upon your people and set them on fire for you this morning, because this is a new day. Set them free from the traps of the enemy. Father God, break strongholds and chains of the lives of your people. Father God, set their hearts ablaze by your power. I pray that you would give me clarity and wisdom to minister your word with the help of the Holy Spirit, that lives would be changed for your glory. Father, let there be a shaking and a shifting in our lives as we hear the word. Let there be a powerful spiritual shaking in the atmosphere by your power, by your spirit. There are people and things that have tied us up spiritually. Hallelujah. You know, as I was praying, the Holy Spirit brought to me too many are tied spiritually by the evil one. And sometimes we don't want to see the devil, but yes, that's just what he is. We are too tied with satanic forces spiritually. But Father, today I pray that you will break every evil spiritual bondage that your people is in. I ask for you to shake them out and off of the lies that are fully infiltrated because of the things we have done in life. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory because I believe in your word. And I know by your power you shall deliver. For you said you love your people. You send your son to die for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Today our scriptures will be taken from. We're back in the book of Joshua. We're continuing because I wanted to, for the people to see exactly where God was not only taking Joshua, but how the faith of a woman can help us today. So the scriptures will be taken from Joshua 2, verses 1 and 2, verses 8 to 11, 13, and we're going to do Romans 14, 11. The title of our message this morning is A New Beginning, A New Faith. You know, sometimes we put our faith in so much other things than the true and living God. But today we're going to see a woman who served many other gods in her lifetime. And she knew at a point that it was not help in her. The gods that she served was not doing any justice for her. But her faith went to another level when she heard certain things. So let's go to the first scripture. Joshua 2, 1. Now Joshua the son of Nun set out two men from Acacia Grove to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab and lodged there. Now, when we read about it, you know, we characterized people, but we don't understand what was happening with that person. So when the spies were told to go and spy the land, it wasn't just Jericho, but there were cities, outer cities, other cities that was connected to Jericho. And God, when God do something, God never do anything halfway. God is not going to give you half, give the other half to the enemy. No, God is not like, when God gives you something, he gives you the full impact of it. So when they went out and they went into the house of Rahab, I said, God, I know in Jericho City, there must have been a lot of other prostitutes. Of all the houses in the city, why did they went to Rahab's house? Well, Rahab was a prostitute. What better place to lodge? No one would suspect that they were spies. But remember, they were Israelites now. The Gentiles always dressed different to the Israelites. Their clothing was totally different. No one would have suspected they were really spies, but we don't know. You see, people does observe. Maybe a few people saw them and suspected that it was spies because of their clothing. And then they had it throw over their head, like, you know how they wear these hoodies, so nobody could have noticed them. I said, God, why did they had on like hoodies, things of so they don't be noticed. But you know, sometimes God is hiding us until the right time to bring us forth. Remember, there were many other men going to Rahab house. Hallelujah. They were going to Rahab house for all the same reasons. So these two spies was no different to the people in the city. They were going to Rahab house too. But we don't know who is looking at us. Who is looking at our lives? Who is saying, well, why did they go into that lottery building? Did you see them to go into that bar where the prostitute is? We don't know why the people do the things they do. So these two spies went into Rahab's house, and maybe their clothing gave them away, or maybe some men were jealous when they saw, hey, Rahab have new beef. Yes, I'm going to be playing with you, because that's how people in the world think, going to her. Or maybe other prostitutes felt she was making more money than them. But unknown to them, Rahab most likely was surprised at them coming to her house and then knowing that they were Israelites. But you know, we all look at it different. Rahab saw it in a different light. It's time for my new beginning. Rahab was looking for a new beginning. Rahab most likely was tired of the way she was living. Let's go to verse 2, because I'm going to continue, because you see, this goes deeper than just a physical aspect. He said, in verse 2, it said, and it was told the king of Jericho, behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country. Someone or person went to notify the king. Hey, king, there's spies in our camp. Yeah, they're from the tribe of Israel. And they have come into our city to spy out. How they didn't know they were coming to look for food? How come they didn't know they were coming to look for something? And there, where they going? In a harlot's house? No, this seems more than why would they jump to the conclusion that they was actually spying out the land? You see, Jericho knew that Israel was camped far away, and they knew that they had to be. You see, they know that when God sent his people into battle, they spy out the land. You always have to be aware of where you're going. You see, when we was young, my mother used to say, people like to jump out of the frying pan, but they jump into the hot oil. Mean don't go someplace to be burnt where you shouldn't be. But they knew who God's people was, and they knew the God of heaven. So when they notified the king sent to Rahab house, tell Rahab to bring the spies to me. Now Rahab knew that if the king knew she was harboring spies, her life and her family life was, that was it. He was going to take them out. You see, we may see a physical aspect of what was happening with Rahab, her family, the spies, and the people of the city and the king. But something much bigger was taking place here. And the depth of it is a spiritual change was about to take place. There would be a spiritual shaking in many lives. It was going to have a spiritual shaking in Rahab's life, the life of the spies, and the Israelites. We will understand it a little later on. Let's go on. In Joshua 2, 8 to 11. Now before they lay down, so that must have spent some time, a good bit of time there talking to Rahab. She came up to them on the roof. And she said unto the men, hey, listen, I know that the Lord had given you this land. And that your terror, the terror of you has fallen upon us. And that all the inhabitants of the land faint, which means lacking or lost of courage because of you. Now, listen to Rahab. Rahab does not serve the God of heaven, the God that the Israelites serve. But hear what Rahab, hear how Rahab is describing what is going on in the hearts of the people, not only in Jericho, but the nearby city. Do you know that you can sometimes tell what's going on in someone's heart because of what they say? Well, these people were terrified. They not only was terrified of the Israelites, but and what they can do to them, but of the God they serve because of how God took care of his people and how he protected them and how he delivered them from the enemy. So Rahab continued to tell them that they knew all about all the things that their God did for them. Imagine someone can tell you everything of your powerful, awesome God and what he did for you. But some of us act like it's nothing. Oh, well, yeah, I remember when God did for me. No, don't remember when God did for me. You know God did it for you. And you know where he brought you from. And you know where he can take you. And in verse 10 it says, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither there remained any more courage in anyone because of you for the Lord your God. He is God in heaven and in earth and beneath. So he created everything, and he's the God of the world and the universe. So Rahab is now telling them, oh, I know all that your God did. So Rahab now keep describing how because of these things that they heard, their hearts melted in them and their courage has diminished. Means they have no more courage. They are totally afraid. You see, we got to realize because of our faith and our courage and our stand in God that the enemy is afraid. But yet we are the one allowing fear to infiltrate our lives. But God is saying, listen, I didn't give you no fear. So why are you allowing the enemy to place fear in you? You see, at the beginning of the message yesterday, I said, God was Joshua's teacher. And he keeps telling Joshua to be strong and of good courage. You know why? Because God already knew. You see, what we don't know, God don't know. He knew that the people of Jericho and the nearby city courage was already diminished. They were done afraid of them. So God is trying to tell Joshua, listen, don't worry about it. Don't worry. It's all taken care of. You don't have to be fearful. Be courageous. Just be strong. And God is telling us today, with all that we see happening around us, all the things that are going on, be strong. Have courage. Because God knows that he will deliver his people. So God was building Joshua's faith and strengthening him, not for the battle, because Joshua's faith would give him victory. God knew that the faith that you put forth, the faith that you show in him, is going to give you victory over your circumstance. He's going to give you victory in time of need. He's going to give you victory in the battle totally. But you have to step forward in faith. Let's go to Joshua 12:13. Now, therefore, I beg you, swear. Come on, none. You always heard, don't you swear by God. Swear to me by God, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token. So when I saw this word token, the only token I know is tokens that you put in the car wash to wash your car. But Rahab was telling the spies, guarantee me your word. Give me some kind of proof that you will keep your word and do what you tell me you will do. You see, Rahab had a plan to get out of life of prostitution. She probably was tired and never even wanted to be there. We don't know how she ended up in the situation, and she wanted out. And she wasn't leaving, guess what, her family behind. So all of us who have family and we're praying for other people, why aren't we praying for our family? Why are we leaving them behind? Why when Christ comes, they will not be ready, because we know the word and we will not tell them. And we will not help them to come to know Christ. And verse 13 says, and spare my father, my mother, my brother, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Rahab most likely heard how the spirit of death passed over Egypt. Imagine that. And she knew that if the king found out that she hid the spies, that was it for her and family. But when Rahab asked for them to deliver her from out of a situation, she didn't thought about herself alone. She thought about her father, her mother, her brother, her sisters. Most likely, probably had some uncles and aunts and nieces and nephews. Come on, because we all have children, and we all, our children have children. And you know in yourself that if you don't want your children and your children's children to die in sin. So Rahab was not selfish. Joshua 6:20-25. So the people shouted. Now they are the walls. They are the walls. They already crossed Jordan, and they definitely is at the world. And we are now walking in faith. Because going around the walls of Jericho, people probably was up there, hey, look at them. They're just walking, they ain't doing nothing. You see, sometimes God takes the foolish things of the world to confound those who think they are wise. That's why he said, be harmless as a dove. Let's be wise as a serpent. Do you know the serpent in the garden was very, very wise? Look how he conned and he played with Eve's mind for her to eat the fruit. Yes, let's be wise. You see, we have to sometimes use strategies that the enemy used against us to backfire in his camp. But we have to know his strategy. So let's go on. So people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. You see, Rahab, some people would call it a pact, but Rahab had a plan. She wanted a new beginning because of what she heard about the God of the Israelites. She believed. You see, and that's our main factor, to believe that no matter what is going on around us, believe God is who he said he is, and he will do what he said he will do. And Rahab knew there was no other hope, because all the other gods that was there in the camp that they saw never helped her. She never heard anything, okay, this God helped me, and that God that we saw helped me. God don't help you. But she knew, after hearing the report of our Lord, she knew that she had a chance. She had a chance, and she was willing to make that change. And this was Rahab's opportunity. Now let me tell you, when God wants to deliver you, when God wants to bring change in you, he's going to do everything to get your attention. And he did it with Rahab. He knew Rahab's heart. He knew that Rahab wanted change. He knew that Rahab believed in him. So imagine, here now the walls are destroyed. And I want you to picture this in your mind. You see, Rahab lived on the outskirts of the walls, but it was, her house was built within the walls. And when the walls fell, every brick, every stone of that house was not touched. Miracles after miracles Rahab saw. And she never questioned one time, God, if you're going to destroy this city, what will happen to me if I stay in this house, in these walls? God, what will happen to me and my family? She never questioned. You know why? She believed that God was going to deliver her and her family. Sometimes we doubt all the time. So many times the enemy brings doubt to our mind. Oh, yeah, from the street, and then somebody hurt you. But God told me to go tell the man that Jesus loves him. Well, if he chooses to hurt me, God will take up that.
You see, God is telling us to step out in faith. And that's what Rahab did. Joshua and the people stepped out in faith to walk around that wall every day, that city. That was a lot of walking. That was a lot of walking. But you know, we might look at it and say, just like how the children of Jericho looked at it, the men in Jericho, that they are ultimately, as I would use the word, stupid. Why would they just walk around here every day? Don't they get tired? What kind of God would have them walk around this place every day? But you see, we need to understand that our feet and our hands bring war. When we stomp, we got it, the enemy is under our feet. When we use our hands, they are like swords. Yes, swing them in the air and pray. They are swords. They are cutting. Things are under asunder in the spiritual realm. When we stomp, we are stomping on the enemy. So when Joshua and the people went around the walls, maybe their stomping was breaking the foundation of Jericho. We don't know, but God knew. And then when they blew the trumpet and shout, the walls came down, but yet not a stone from Rahab's house fell. And Joshua remember his commitment to Rahab and her family. And he said in verse 22, to the two men who had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and from there bring out the woman and all that she has, as you swore to her. You see, so the spies had to go back and tell Joshua, look, I met this woman and she hid us from the king and so they wouldn't destroy them and did all the stuff that they discussed with her, with Rahab. But he tell him, go out and bring her out. He say, and the young men who had been spies in verse 23 went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and all that she had. So they brought out all of her relatives and left them outside the camp of Israel. Could you imagine? He said, when they say they bring out all that she had, I say, nothing. With all the shaking and all the tumbling of the walls, imagine that Rahab, not a thing shook in her house, not a cup fell, nothing shook. Everything was fine. That is a miracle in itself for you to believe that the God of Israel can keep you. He can deliver you. He can bring you out of any situation. God can give you a new beginning. He can build your faith to a place that is unbelievable. But like the man of God said, the main word I pick up was trust. How much do we trust God to give us that new beginning? How much? And after Rahab was taken out, they burned the city and all that was in it with fire. But yet Rahab went with all her possessions and all her family that she had in that house was saved. God is telling us today that he wants to save us, that he loves us, and I want to get to verse 25. And Joshua said, Rahab, the harlot, her father's household, and all that she had. So this is telling you that Rahab's father was living and her mother was living with her. So she dwelt in Israel to this day because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent by out Jericho. We never know what God is going to do for us if we put ourselves in the place to help someone. Someone that may be in danger, someone that may be in desperate need, someone that maybe don't have. We don't know what God will do. But God's outcome is always the best. You see, Rahab had to bow down many times on her knees, crying out, not to her God, because her God was not doing nothing for her. But she most likely cried out to the God of heaven for help. And God sent help. You see, when we look at it, it was like a physical before us. But now we see God involved. And God is spiritual. So this is the spiritual aspect of it, that God will deliver you. You see, first of all, our spirits need to be delivered. If our spirits are delivered, we will understand what God is trying to tell us and what God is doing. And we see all this COVID around and everything that is happening, and it's all crowding our minds. But God wants us to see the spiritual aspect of it. God is trying to tell us these are things are going to happen in the last day. But guess what? I'm giving you a little more time to get ready. When we woke up this morning, did you expect to awake? You see, when you go to sleep, you are like unconscious. You don't know nothing that is happening around you. But when you awake and you see that God allowed his awesome, precious breath in your life, that you could wake up and see family and friends, let's stop looking at the things around us and let us see where God is taking us. God is giving you the opportunity now for a new beginning. God is trying to use this work to build your faith. It built Rahab's faith. Let Rahab be an example of how she trusted in the God of heaven to get her new beginning, to get to the place that she truly wanted to be. She wanted to come out of her situation. Do we want to come out of the situation that we are in? Do we want to come out of the situation that is tearing our life apart, is breaking us down? We don't understand how God works behind the scenes. You see, when they have a movie, you have people behind the scenes working and preparing stuff to have a good, so you could have a good movie to watch. There was a lot of preparation in the background. And I want to share something quick that God shared with me when I spoke to the women of faith ministry. He told me the morning when I got up before I went to deliver his message. He said, I want you to take some paper out of the printer, the plain paper that we print stuff on. He said, carry it and give each one of the ladies one. So I'm telling you, when you go home or if you're home and you have a paper that you print stuff on from your printer, take one out, take two out. And I asked them, what do you see? Because I didn't write anything on the paper. What do you see? And this is what God showed me. What do you see on this paper? Nothing. They turn the paper over back and forth. They don't see anything. Nothing is written on it. And I said, okay. I said, now I want you to take that paper and hold it up to the light that was shining in the roof of that building, and tell me if you see anything. And someone said, yes, I'm seeing like some lines in it. Paper is made from trees. Every tree has a use. If you cut the tree and you look at it, especially those big trees, there is a design in the tree. Every paper that is made from trees has, every plain paper, because I took several of them, has a design. And God said to me, just as the Holy Spirit said, every design in each paper is unique. Tell my people they are unique. They are a special people. And tell them that they may not see me working, but just like how that design is in the background of that paper, look at it as if I'm in the background working on their behalf. You see, Rahab didn't know all this would have taken place. That this, she thought that maybe the spies would have come and carry her out of the city one time with them before they bring devastation upon the city. But God didn't do that. You see, God wanted to build a little bit, a little more in Rahab. He wanted her faith go to another level. So he allowed her to stay in the house and see everything else destroyed around him. They say the city walls fell flat. Today, it's still in a rumble. Let us understand that Rahab wanted a new beginning, a new faith. She wanted to serve the God of heaven, and she wanted a new beginning. When are we going to get tired of the lives that we are living, the sinful lives many of us are living? The Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, help me. When are we going to say in ourselves, God, I need you. I need you now more than ever. God is telling us to come out. Come on out. Come out of these things. Don't you see they aren't good for you? Don't you see they are destroying you? Don't you see they are taking you down the road that I don't want you to go? When I created you, I said you were good. Why do you want to make your life bad? I give you everything that is good. I created everything, and I said it was good. I saw it was good for you. But yet, you choose to turn away, to go the opposite way. But Rahab decided, no more. I want a change. So today I'm asking you, do you want a change? Do you want a change? What is your choice today? You had an opportunity yesterday. If you didn't take hold of that opportunity, you have a choice today. God is calling you. God is calling us, you see, to make good choices. We can make foolish choices or we can make wise choices. And sometimes we like to blame God for our choices. But those are the choices we make. We make the bad choice. Bad choice brings bad things. Good choices bring good things. You see, it don't matter. Rahab didn't care how she felt at the time. She knew what she wanted. You see, because before, Rahab felt, well, probably felt lost. She probably felt ashamed. And she knew, most of all, she needed God's help. So I ask you today, do you need God's help? Do you know that God loves you so much that he's just right there sitting and waiting? God, I need help. God, deliver me from fear. God is asking you to give him your life today. Come on, give God your life. Let us run this race together that he has set before us. And run it with grace and patience. Let me share this last one. Because of Rahab's faithfulness and loyalty to those two spies, victory was her portion. She received ultimate blessing and great favor from God. In this whole story between yesterday and today, look at it in this way. Rahab chose a new beginning and a new faith in the God of heaven. She obtained deliverance, not only deliverance from the city, but deliverance in the life of her and her family. And she received a new faith in the God of heaven. She no longer served the old God. Joshua had an opportunity from the beginning in chapter 1 for a new build beginning and the building up of his faith, and he accepted it. That Joshua was able to go out and walk in boldness and gain the victory that God had placed before them, that they could enter the promised land. The people had a new beginning, able to enter the land that God had promised them. The land that God had promised them, that was filled with milk and honey and all the good stuff. Oh, hallelujah. Imagine God has created all these good stuff and the people watching what was going on and how God took these walls down, their faith was even more established than me. All of them, their faith was taken to another level. They all experienced new beginnings. And most of all, they decide to follow and worship the God of heaven. What is your choice today? Are you willing and ready to accept Christ as your personal Savior and receive a new beginning and a new faith? Are you willing to bow down to the God of heaven and say, God, I need you. I need your help. Well, I pray today that you do make that choice. So in closing, my word to you is choose a new beginning, a new faith. Let God build upon you what he built upon Peter. Let him say, I will build my church upon you, and nothing, not even the gates of hell, will prevail against it. So today as I close, I leave you with this word of encouragement. Choose a new beginning. Choose a new faith. God is calling you. God is speaking to your heart. God is telling you, come out of the things of the world. Come out of sin. Let Rahab be a good example. You see, we might say, well, she was a prostitute. It don't matter what she was. And it don't matter what people think of what she was or who she is. But she knew that she wanted change and change things. Today, want change and let change come. Let me close. Father God, I give you praise. I give you glory, and I pray, oh God, that your word have uprooted hearts. God, that your word will make us comfortable, uncomfortable until when we surrender to you. I pray, oh God, even as we lie in bed or sit in our homes or in our jobs right now, I pray, oh God, that your Holy Spirit would minister to our hearts. That, Lord, that your Spirit would not leave, but your Spirit would plague our hearts until we surrender completely to you. I pray, oh God, for repentant hearts today. I pray, Father God, that your blood would just cover their hearts. God, I pray, oh God, that you would uproot everything that is in their hearts. God, let not shame, pity, fame, or nothing take control over their lives right now. But God, that you died for all their sins. Every sin, whether it's covered or uncovered, because God, you see everything. You know everything of our heart. God, you know you have numbered every hair on our hair. We can't even do that. So, Father God, this morning I pray that you will touch lives, that your Holy Spirit, that the fire of God will consume hearts, consume lives until they surrender completely and totally to you in Jesus' name. I turn the broadcast back to Diane. Love you all. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for Minister Dolores. Amen. With that word, amen. Just like a continuation, and that's what it was. Because truly, that's what Joshua done. He did the same as his predecessor, Moses. He sent out spies. He didn't send out 12, but he sent out 2 to search out the land of Jericho. And they went to Rahab. Praise God. A harlot. And guess what? She said she had heard what the great work that God had done for them. And they had put fear already in their heart. Look at God. See what I'm saying? See, so we don't have to be fearful, as Minister Dolores tell us. Amen. God did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Praise the Lord. Now, we have a few minutes. Man, maybe someone wants to call and ask Minister Dolores a question. Amen. And the number is?
347-857-3925. And press the number 1.
All right. Y'all heard that? Praise the Lord. Amen. You got some time. Amen. She's still on the line there. Amen. And she, you know, and I'm here. Amen. Sister Diane here. We want to answer questions. This is what the program is all about. What it is? Time to talk about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we are in the Word of God. Amen. Yeah, and we know that everything is going down but the Word of God. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one tittle of his word will fall to the ground. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. Amen. And when them spies, amen, have the conversation with them. And she said, look, remember me. And they told her what to do. Praise God. You know, how many know obedience is better than sacrifice? She carried out what the spies told her to do. Praise the Lord. And when they, amen, got the victory after walking around the walls of Jericho, and the walls came down. And you know, the walls were so secure, they say no one can go in and no one can go out. Now, that's some tight walls. But hey, ain't you glad that God is in the wall? He's in the tightness. Praise God. He's in the security. He's in us all and through us all. And, oh, I'm glad about that. Who would serve a God like this? And this is what Minister DeLewis has been telling us. Praise God. Amen. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today can be your day. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Praise God. You know what the Word of God say? The Lord say, if you be ashamed to own him before men, he's going to be ashamed to own you before his Father, which is in heaven. Praise God. I don't want the Lord to say, depart from me. Your work was of iniquity. Praise the Lord. What about you today? Praise God. Amen. Today can be your spiritual birthday. You know, I tell you, when you get my age, I have a cousin. She told me here a long time ago. She said, when you get past a certain age, she said, it ain't such a happy birthday. It's happy Earth Day. It's good to be here. They all praise the Lord. And amen. I don't know about you, but I thank God for letting me see another day. Praise God. And you know when he woke you up this morning? Do you know we are beyond a miracle? Praise the Lord. So Minister DeLewis is still on the line. Praise God. Amen. And she is a praying warrior also. She will pray. Praise God. She will pray for you. You can ask her a question. Amen. We are here to answer your question about the Word of God. Amen. Now, don't call me no foolishness. I'm like a apostle now with all that. And how big was the whale that swallowed Jonah? Nobody want to hear all that. Praise God. We know God prepared. Am I right? Praise the Lord. God got a way that is mighty sweet. Amen. Man, anyway, it happened. Amen. I'm going to say that. Man, the Red Sea, it wasn't but 3 feet of water that they went across. I said, well, praise the Lord. Our God is awesome. He drowned Pharaoh's army in 3 feet of water. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What about that? Mm-hmm. So our God is awesome. And am I right? Man, we serve a mighty, mighty God. He's powerful. He can do anything but fail. Me and Sister Diane talk about it all the time. Can't in the Bible one time. God can't fail. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ain't you glad about that? Amen. And he also said, amen, it's not good one time. He said, it's not good for man to be alone. Amen. That's why he give us a helpmate. Ain't God good? Praise the Lord. Amen. He always looking out for us, and watching over us, protecting us, and keeping us. Amen. And we fight against that. Praise the Lord. All right. God bless you today. Amen. Now, we want you to be a blessing to Minister DeLewis. She had labor. And the Bible said the labor is worthy of the high. Now, she done labor. She labored yesterday and also today. Amen. We want to, amen, be a blessing to her. Somebody, amen, this is what I ain't going to give you where to send the offering. And make sure you put her name on there. See, this is for Minister DeLewis. Okay? All right, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth today. Are you looking for your change today? You know, yesterday was, what it was, united?
We stand, divided, we fall.
There you go. And, you know, that change. Change, change, change. It's time to change.
Yes.
Time to change your mindset. Time to change your walk. Walk with Christ today.
The invitation was given to you. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, do so today. Time is at hand. For those of you that have Zelle and would like to send the offering to Minister Dolores, any speaker that comes on this broadcast, you'd like to send an offering to the man and woman of God. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. Again, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logioninternationalministries.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. If you do not use any one of those platforms and would like to mail it in, you can do so by mailing it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. Remember, prayer is universal. As long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and come to tear the devil kingdom down, stand together in unity in prayer, please join us. That calling number is 712-832-7144. Again, that's 712-832-7144. That's tomorrow night. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as that stuff,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying, worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God have
his way, that go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.